Well, I brought notes. I don't know why. It's just a habit, I think. But Sarah Rifon is a very special person. I still call her a kid. She always tells Bob and I to call her fourth adopted daughter for us. And I've known her since she was little, and she always had a smile on her face. And she still has a smile on her face, constantly. And she used to tell me back when, you know, in grade school, going into high school, that she thought God was calling her to be a nun, to be a sister. And I would encourage her, you know, as Bob would. And when she would go to different places when she was in high school, different convents, to see how she would like living among sisters. But there was just something, I don't know, just didn't jive for her. So, you know, after her sister Mary Beth got married, had her first baby, Evelyn, she thought, well, maybe this isn't my calling. Maybe God wants me to get married and have children too. So then she spent 2 years in St. Vincent's in La Trobe, and she said, you know, you're not going to believe what happened. Somebody told me to go to the Franciscan sisters in Toronto, Ohio, and see what they're like. And she said, and they were just like me. They were all smiling, and they were so happy, and they loved the Holy Spirit, and they loved the Eucharist. Can you imagine? And she was just so pumped up. And she said, I think God really does want me. And, of course, God did want her, does want her, and will always want her, because she is a smile in the darkness. She's radiant. She's God living among us.